Yorkton, Alina Young, MLA for Regina South Albert and NDP critic for Jobs and Economy, Trades and Export Development, visited Yorkton to meet with the Chamber of Commerce, local leadership and tour grain millers January 31. During her visit, she discussed the Bunk-Viterra merger and the potential impact of the Trump tariffs on Canada and Saskatchewan's economy. Young highlighted the widespread uncertainty among businesses in the province in regard to the 25% tariffs set to be. Everyone has the same uncertainty in the province, regardless of what industry they're operating in. Everybody is worried about the threat that a trade war with the United States could bring to their business, said Young in an interview with SaskToday.ca. She emphasized that Saskatchewan is particularly vulnerable due to its heavy reliance on exports, with two-thirds of its production being traded internationally. Premier Scott Moe, speaking at the Western Canada Economic Forum held January 29-30 in Regina, stated that Saskatchewan would not support a broad tariff war with the U.S., asserting that, "We would lose." Young echoed Moe's concerns, stating, "A tit-for-tat trade war with the United States would end in tears for everyone but certainly for Canada. Being a small country, it would be, I think, disastrous." She reiterated her party's opposition to broad export tariffs on critical industries in Saskatchewan, including agriculture, potash, oil, gas and uranium. Young stressed the importance of unity and collaboration in addressing these challenges. "This isn't a time for partisanship. This is a time for all of us to be focused on making the best case for our economy," she said. She called for leveraging relationships with producers, businesses, and legislators in the U.S. to protect jobs and livelihoods in Saskatchewan. Young assured that her party, led by Carla Beck, is committed to taking necessary actions. "If we end up in a situation with tariffs from the United States, we've asked for the legislature to be recalled so that the people of Sask know their elected officials are out working for them," said Young, and emphasized the need for collaboration with the federal government for stimulus packages and support for impacted industries. Young highlighted the importance of reinvesting in infrastructure and manufacturing to strengthen Saskatchewan's economy. "Whether that's in roads, rail, power generation infrastructure, manufacturing, it's a conversation that is happening," said Young, who called for unity, focusing on common goals to build a stronger future for all Canadians. Young acknowledged potential disagreements but emphasized the shared commitment to protecting Saskatchewan's economy. "There's going to be some clear places of disagreement, but protecting Saskatchewan's economy and our interests as it pertains to Canada, to national economy, to local economies like here in Yorkton, that is a job that I believe every elected official in Sask takes seriously and one that I believe we're all committed to doing," said Young.